From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Hope Howard. Missouri's U.S. senators want a review of recent sexual misconduct allegations made against President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Judge Brett Kavanaugh. Today, Republican Senator Roy Blunt said the Senate Judiciary Committee should examine the claims before any further action is taken. The committee was set to vote Thursday. Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill says she's, quote, deeply troubled by allegations raised by a woman who says Kavanaugh assaulted her more than 30 years ago when they were in high school. Kavanaugh denies the claims. Missourians will likely vote this fall on a major change to how state legislative districts are drawn. But as Jason Rosenbaum reports, a prominent Republican leader is trying to get the measure voted down.
Clean Missouri would place much of the power to draw state House and state Senate districts to an appointed demographer. They would have to follow a criteria that emphasized, quote, partisan fairness, with the aim of making districts more competitive. But former U.S. Senator Jim Talent believes the initiative is aimed at giving Democrats a leg up on the redistricting process. He says the current system, where, for the most part, appellate judges draw the districts, is not worth changing.
These are appellate judges. They don't run. They don't deal in partisan issues all the time, and they are supposed to follow the law. So it's as good a system as you're going to get.
Talent is part of a group called Missourians First that's trying to vote down Clean Missouri. That measure would also curtail lobbyist gifts. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Columbia City Council is meeting tonight to vote on the city budget. KBIA's Monica Dunn has this.
Columbia City Council is looking to raise the minimum wage for city employees to $15 an hour. The City Council is also considering enacting a move to the middle. This means that every employee who worked for the city for at least 5 years would be moved up to the middle of the pay scale if they're currently below that mark. Ward 2 Councilmember Mike Trapp says the police and fire departments would take the funding cuts to pay for these pay raises. But they also have the most tenured employees who could benefit from the move to the middle.
For a difficult budget year, I think that this budget, while it's painful in some areas, funds necessary services and does right by our own workforce. And those are important values that most of us ran on.
Community members are invited to attend the City Council meeting tonight to raise any questions or concerns they may have. Monica Dunn, KBIA News.
Missouri Auditor Nicole Galloway says cities and counties skipped out on an extra $698,000 in fees that could have gone to domestic violence shelters last year. According to an audit released Monday by Galloway, that's because state law doesn't require those court fees to be collected. But Galloway says the extra money could help victims of domestic violence who are denied services. I'm Hope Howard, KBIA News, Columbia.